Welcome back, everybody, to the Trade Raiders Podcast, the comic book club, where we read a different trade paperback every single week. A trade paperback, in case you don't know, are individual issues collected in a softbound book format for us to enjoy.
Could also be hard.
Could also be hard.
Hard as rocks.
Yeah, they have hardcovers that are deluxe, normally have more issues, but not to get too technical. I'm Daniel, and you're Nathan. We're brothers, we read comics.
We sure do. How you doing, Daniel?
Not too shabby.
Nice. I want to start this episode a little bit untraditionally.
Okay. I already got it going.
Okay. I have a bit of a plug that I want to do. Nay, an investment opportunity.
Oh, my.
For our listeners.
Oh.
I'm just selling some comics on eBay. I went through my entire collection of 6 long boxes trying to downsize.
I saw that. That looked like a nightmare.
Yeah. I have basically like a half long box of unread. And then like a short box of some read and some unread. I'm like trying to organize all of them at the same time, but I'm also like trying to sell some stuff, right? Sure. So I got some fucking taste that I've developed over the last 6-7 years I've been reading comics, Daniel.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I got some humdingers in there, if I do say so myself.
Do you now?
I'm most excited about All New Wolverine, number 1 through 21.
You read that for 21 issues?
I did. And that is the X-23 Laura Kinney donning the Wolverine title or mantle for the first time. It's mm-hmm. got that sick first cover of her like doing the cross thing.
Yeah, that's a great fucking trade. Like, yeah. That first one I really liked.
Nothing I have is graded, but when I looked up graded, anything like above 9 for that was like $400. So it seemed
pretty
cool.
Why don't you just get it graded?
Because I don't want to go through the process.
You ship it, pay them like $30, and you get it back. And then you
after how long, though?
I think it takes like a week or two.
Nah, I'm not that passionate about that book. It's very good, though. It's Tom Taylor. It's a boy.
So isn't that better that like you're not passionate about it, then it's easier to sell?
You know? Yeah, exactly.
But sell graded and make $400, I think.
Nah, whatever. But I got some other ones on there.
Okay.
Dark Knight's Metal, all of the one-shot issues of Batman, but he's the Justice League, but they're evil.
Right.
So you got like the Red Death. You got like the Batman who laughs. You got Batman, but he's Aquaman, and also he's a girl. All of those one shot issues, pretty cool.
Lady Evil Fish Batman.
Yeah,
of course.
Very popular. Selling those. It's not on there yet, but I'm selling Old Man Logan, the like Jeff Lemire Sorrentino run.
Really?
I have 30 issues of that.
What are you selling it for?
Just because.
What price are you selling?
I'm doing auctions for all of them. Just to see what I get, because I don't know what people want for them, so I'll just let them decide, I guess.
Wait, you have the first issue of like Old Man Logan?
Not the Mark Miller one, but the Jeff Lemire one, yeah.
Right.
Yep.
Oh, cool.
I do. I have Jeff Lemire and Andrea Sorrentino's whole run, and then it's like the beginning parts of Ed Brisson's run on the character. So selling that's pretty cool. Civil War 2 I'm selling, and Absolute Carnage I put on there as well. So there's some good ones. There's still more to come. I'm going to sell like my Superman by Brian Michael Bendis as well. See if anybody wants that.
Yeah.
So go check that out. I don't know how eBay works, but my username is Nathan_has_comics. So it's just Nathan has comics.
Nice.
So go check that out if you want to maybe get some humdingers in your collection.
Yeah, I tried that and it was like pretty successful for like the obvious like good ones, you know?
Yeah.
But then those ones that like you're just trying to get rid of, like they just don't sell.
I mean, I'll sell them for like I don't.
Would you go like $1 an issue?
Sure. Yeah. Like I put Civil War 2 on there just because it looks cool and maybe people will want to like read it.
You put what on there?
Civil War 2.
Oh, yeah.
But if people pay like $10 for all 8 issues, I'm cool with that. You know?
Yeah, for sure. So plus shipping, Nathan, you got to make them pay for shipping.
They're paying for shipping. I ain't doing that shit.
Absolutely.
I'm shipping it out. You're paying for shipping. So go check that out if you want. Nathan_has_comics. But other things that we do on the show besides plug our own ventures and investment opportunities. we have a couple different segments that are time coded in the description. We have the news where we talk about comic book news. We have the book that we're reading this week, which is US Avengers. USA Avengers?
US Avengers.
I like USA Avengers just because it makes the word sound dumb. then we have the back matter for the trade that we read, and then the pull list where we talk about all the things that we read. So let's get going on the news.
Nathan,
Yes.
Last week, we didn't talk about the Moon Knight trailer.
We did not.
Pretty exciting. Looks good.
Yeah, looks pretty good.
This looks like another tier of like quality, you know, when it comes to like the Marvel shows. It seems like very serious and like very dark, and they're like,
it looks like the Netflix Marvel shows, but with like a little bit of Disney sprinkle on there. So it's like, doesn't look as dark, but it still looks like a good ground level, like superhero comic.
Yeah. Yeah. Or,
yeah. Superhero show. So I'm pretty excited about it as well.
Yeah. It looks good. How do you like the suit?
It looks pretty cool. I think it looks a little bit busy.
Yeah.
I don't know how I would have done it either. You know,
like the comics, maybe.
Maybe. Yeah. I think later, if they have like a second season of Moon Knight, maybe, I think then they'll start to go like more Declan Shalvey route with like the suit and everything,
mm-hmm.
where it has like sort of black kind of layered on there. I think that looks really good. But for now, I think it looks really good. He has like white glowing eyes, which is cool. I don't think we've really seen that much.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. Unless like he's in like normal conversation, you know, and his eyes are just there glowing, you know, it seems kind of odd. But yeah,
I don't think everybody would understand what I don't know how he accomplishes that, but suit looks good. He looks very fluid in it.
Maybe it's just really good lighting. But
and he's like perfect casting. He looks like a really good Mark Spector.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited. I had that reminds me of a story. One year at Comic Con, I decided to dress up as Moon Knight.
Oh yeah,
because it was like really easy, right? And I remember I was walking around Comic Con as Moon Knight, and somebody like kind of far away was like, "Oh my god, are you Moon?" And like I couldn't hear them completely, and I was like, "Oh, they recognize me as Moon Knight." So I was like, "Yes, I am." But later, after she like said bye, she called me Moonlight Knight, and I'm like, "That's kind of funny because that's not like Moon Knight's name, but maybe she's got it mixed up." And I later looked it up, and Moonlight Knight is a anime character that has a similar looking costume. Uh-huh. And it's a girl. And so she thought that my Moon Knight costume. Swap. Yeah. So she thought that my Moon Knight costume was a Moonlight Knight costume. And she is still walking around this earth today thinking that she took a picture of Moonlight Knight. But that is not the case.
Oh, Moonlight.
Moonlight Knight. Yeah.
Okay.
Which I think is pretty funny.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. I did not look very similar. But I guess I was wearing white and stuff.
That's a deep cut. Oh, it's on Sailor Moon?
Sailor Moon, that's what it is, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So.
That's so funny.
Yeah, isn't that funny? and I was like, sweet, I got a picture of someone. That's fun.
I mean, like, I think I'd take that over no one recognizing me.
Yeah, well, I think people recognized that it was like a Moon Knight, but I wasn't like that good at like making costumes where people were like, I need to take a picture of that guy.
You know? Yeah, I mean, I went as like the Joker that one time, and I feel like I took pictures of like 8 people, you know? And then I went as like Cable a couple years later. I thought it was a pretty good Cable. I bought this like silver arm thing.
It was a solid Cable, yeah.
I liked it.
Got painted the pointing hair or whatever.
Yeah, I got the spray and whatnot. Got the point across.
You had a scar?
Yeah, I had the whole scar. And like only one person recognized me because he's one of the vendors and like drew Cable. So he knew, but no one else was like, "Wow, Cable." And like Deadpool 2 had just come out.
Yeah.
I'm like, seriously, no one?
Yeah. He's hot right now.
And I didn't see any other Cables there either.
That's so funny.
It's very, very odd.
Yeah.
But anyway.
So Moon Knight looks good. I'm going to enjoy it probably. Daniel.
Yes.
Speaking of Moon Knight and Declan Shalvey.
Mm-hmm.
He just announced a new book that he's going to do.
Moon Knight?
Called Old Dog.
Okay.
It's going to be for Image. He is writing and drawing it, which we love. And it follows Jack Lynch, a once promising CIA operative. On the eve of retirement, looking back at a failed career, he is tasked with one final mission that goes horribly wrong. So, old guy, he's very equipped with CIA tactics and stuff, and he's got one last thing he's got to do. And it looks really cool.
A lot of dog comics recently. That dogs
name two
bite.
More. Okay, yeah.
Stray Dogs.
Stray Dogs.
Got him.
That's not like a recent comic, though, Stray Dogs.
It's still coming out.
Oh, Stray Dogs. Okay, yeah, you're right. I was thinking of Stray, the one that I pitched us to read,
yeah.
Which is the French comic, but yeah.
There's like Stray Bullets and stuff like that. There's a couple of Stray like titles. Mm-hmm. Nathan, we have a release date for Lego Star Wars, the Skywalker saga.
It looks pretty good.
It looks so sick.
They like redid it so that it's like more like recent Lego games where it's like a third person point of view rather than like a.
Yeah, like the over the shoulder shooter thing.
And yeah.
They changed up like the fighting dynamics or something.
Looks good.
I'm going to buy this shit and play it for like 2 days and just beat it off.
But it's going to be fun.
It's going to be great. I'm going to love it.
That's awesome.
Nathan, Jensen Ackles, who's going to be in The Boys as
Soldier Boy.
Soldier Boy and of Supernatural fame. He's working on a secret DC project.
That's cool.
What do you think he's working on? Assuming he stars in it.
He's been on animated movies before.
Oh, yeah. He's been on Batman.
Yeah. Did he voice Batman? I thought he was like Red Hood or something, right?
He's Batman in The Long Halloween, and I think he did like Red Hood in something, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Probably like another animated thing, I would assume.
But what if it's not? What if he's playing somebody? Who could he play?
Who do you think he would be?
Hal Jordan.
I'd be okay with that. Yeah, that's pretty good.
I think that'd be sick, actually.
I mean, he's kind of like a soldier character. He's like in the Air Force.
Yeah, but that's like different.
Dude, oh, is it Daniel?
What if I fucking predicted that? That's like not bad. That like just came up for me.
I'd be impressed. Yeah. I think he'd be a good Hal Jordan. He's cocky. He could, you know, act cocky and stuff. So
yeah, that's all of Supernatural.
I like that idea.
I'm like looking around my room and like, what's in here?
A Swamp Thing. Cyborg. You could be Cyborg.
He's like not that like big or anything. So I guess he could be like a Mr. Flash Miracle or something. Ooh.
I'd watch him as Mr. Miracle.
I like Adam Scott as like Mr. Miracle, just like forever.
That is a good idea.
I think that's like the only thing that we can do. Anyway.
Daniel.
Yes.
There's going to be a new Daredevil number one after Devil's Reign.
Yes, we got a reboot, Nathan.
We got a reboot.
Not really, but it's just new numbering. And new series. Numbering
for the exact same creative team.
Yeah, I wonder why that is.
Chip and Marco Cicchetto reunite for an all-new era of Daredevil. Right after their
Daredevil event.
Yeah, their last era of Daredevil and their Daredevil event. So they got a whole new era, though.
I think I like that rather than just going to like 39 or whatever. Like,
yeah.
I think that's healthy to do.
Because then I can pick it up again and then stick with it this time.
Yeah, maybe.
And like, I love his run on Daredevil. I think it's really, really good. Like,
yeah. It's just kind of a lot.
It is kind of a lot.
Especially. With me, like, starting at, like, nothing, mm-hmm. you know, and then just kind of getting into it.
Yeah. So, it's pretty cool. It's going to come in June.
June.
So, it's going to be right after Devil's Reign.
How long is Devil's Reign? It's, like, six, right?
You know,
it says on it, doesn't it?
It says on it, yeah. But okay. I read somewhere that somebody said it was, like, three. And I was like, I don't think it's three. So, I think it is six. Yeah. If this is coming out in June, and let's say this comes out. Okay, yeah. So wait. There's a third Devil's Reign that's out?
Yeah, it came out today.
Oh, fuck. I got to pick that up. I haven't gone to the shop yet.
You got to make a list, Nathan.
I got to make a list.
It's like going grocery shopping.
But I'm glad they're doing more Daredevil. Can you imagine when like all their shit's collected?
Dude, I saw at the shop today, it was like, I was looking at all the omnibuses that they had, and they had a Frank Miller Daredevil one, and it's got to be all of it. Because that bitch is huge.
It's got to be.
It looks like a cube, dude.
Like it could break a window.
All of those could break a window.
Yeah. That's sick.
But yeah.
I want to break a window with a compendium.
You could break some drywall, dude.
Put a hole in some drywall. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I do love big collections, but it's... Wait. I've never like actually read one all the way through, I don't think.
I've gotten deep into like the... The first Walking Dead one.
I think the biggest one I've read is like an 18 issue hardcover.
Really? That's not that. That's not
which,
that bad.
Which isn't even that bad. Yeah. So,
Nathan, go ahead.
You remember Mouse, the book that we read?
Yeah.
So this is kind of interesting news, but in Tennessee, the McMinn County bans Mouse, the Pulitzer Prize winning Holocaust book, from being taught in schools.
Yeah, dude. There's been a lot of shit like that,
which lately. Is weird, right?
Yeah. I mean it. It's like pretty clear, like what it's referencing, because it's got a swastika on it.
It's like the Holocaust, but I don't know why you would ban a book about the Holocaust being a not good thing, you know? Because that's kind of what we're trying to demonstrate with some of this literature.
Yeah,
but, and this is an interesting perspective on how that Holocaust happened. So,
because they're not teaching like the critical race theory in like a lot of schools in like Texas and I think parts of Florida. I guess Tennessee too.
But I guess
I guess like if you don't want to learn about slavery, then you also don't want to learn about
the Holocaust.
Other racially motivated things.
Yeah. And
like the Holocaust.
The reason for that, they said, is because it cites the inclusion of words like goddamn.
That's such bullshit.
Like there's books that they're like reading right now that has like the N-word in it that I like remember
all like, the time. And yeah. Then English, like English teachers will be saying that hard R like all the way.
And just they're like
bursting that shit out. Yeah. No,
it's pretty clear what's happening here. But yeah, I thought that was interesting.
You could just take a fucking Sharpie and like cover that shit.
Yeah. Just like
if it's that out. Fucking important, you know where they are.
You and
know?
You could write over it with like whiteout and be like, oh gosh, or something.
Yeah.
But yeah, I thought that was interesting. I definitely didn't read Mouse in school. I didn't know that was being taught in school. It makes sense that it would be.
I didn't even know they had comics at school.
Yeah, exactly. I remember when we were reading it, we were like, this could be taught in schools.
Yeah, no.
So that sucks that it's not for that particular school district. But yeah, I thought that was interesting that that was being targeted. So
yeah, it's very specific. Mm-hmm. But I think it's probably one of the only books that I can reference that has a swastika on the cover. But so what are we just going to...
Yeah, I'm not seeking just, those kinds of things out.
Just brush over like World War II.
I don't know.
And just talk... They'll probably be like, all right, these are allies, blah, blah, blah.
We had some mustard gas.
We had some disagreements.
Yeah. That we did not resolve with words.
As long as I keep teaching trench foot, because that shit was gnarly.
Yeah, that sticks in your mind.
I saw this dude who had it after going like skiing or something. I don't know how it got in there, because those things are like... You know, waterproof for the most part. I guess they're shitty, but it looked disgusting. It was like a blue sponge or something. It was crazy.
That's gross. You can get it like just snowboarding.
I guess somehow like the snow or like got in his boots and then was just like soaking in there.
I thought it took like days.
I guess so. But I guess not. But like I thought it took like forever because soldiers had like their boots on.
Yeah,
for however long. Yeah, that shit's gnarly.
Mm-hmm.
Nathan.
Yes.
Jedi Fallen Order is getting a sequel. That's in development.
It's not like confirmed, but the game studio that made that game is making another game. They're making two games, actually. So what? Respawn Entertainment, in conjunction with EA, is making two Star Wars games.
Sick.
One of them is from the developers that made Jedi Fallen Order, and then they're doing another first-person shooter game of some sort.
That's not the headline I saw, but... That's cool, too.
Yeah. So, I mean, the headline or the article that I read, because I didn't just read the headline.
Wow.
Was that...
I just like clickbait, Nathan.
Yeah, exactly. but it could be like a sequel, because they kind of set that game up for a sequel. I don't know if you remember the end of it.
Slightly.
He crushes the thing that they needed, and he's like, let's go save the Jedi. And then that's it.
Oh, right. That map thing.
Yeah, whatever that was.
It like maps out where other Force-sensitive people are.
Yeah, and they're like, yeah. Let's go put them together. So
wait, he crushes it though?
I think he destroys it.
How are they gonna find him then?
Just looking looking around.
Put out flyers.
Hey, can you move things into mine? No? Okay, sorry about that.
Oh yeah.
Okay, next.
Someone moves like a broom in their hand, like I saw that.
Yeah, I saw that. So yeah, pretty cool.
Nice.
That's all the news I have. Let's get into the book that we read this week, Daniel.
Sure thing. I just wanna apologize for this because this was my idea. And now, it did not really pan out as well as I thought it would.
To be fair, I thought this was going to be better than what... I expected something a lot different from what we got.
But sure.
We read U.S. Avengers. and this is by Al Ewing.
USA Avengers?
USA Avengers, yes. hold on.
You know, Al Ewing had a very legendary run on Hulk. You know, I thought maybe I should look into other things that he does. I thought he had a lot more juice in him.
I don't think that the things... I'll get into it. But it's by Al Ewing, Paco Medina, Paco Diaz, Carlo Barbary. Those are all the pencilers. And then inkers that just adds on Juan Velasco to it. And then colors are by Jesus Aburtov and Andres Massa. With we got Chris Eliopoulos on this again. He sneaks in there.
Yep.
And then Joe Caramagna. So... Yeah, this book is kind of a little bit all over the place, but I think it's because of things that are happening in the universe at the time.
So this is what I've drawn is that this is a very continuity-based book.
Heavily, heavily continuity-based book.
Like, they came out, they're thinking about the, you know, the event, and they're like, all right, we need other shit coming out, though.
Yeah.
And they made this.
They made this, gave it a three-issue story. Two issues, I think. Two or three issues.
This is a cover that makes you want to pick it up.
It's
you
know a great I mean? Cover, yeah.
I paid full price for this, Nathan.
You saw Rolk
and I
you
own got this
clickbaited.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
you own this. Yeah. So, but I'm happy that we read this because now we've both brought ideas up to read on this podcast that were just not there.
What did you bring up?
The Iron Fist one.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was your... Wait, why did you bring that up?
Because I wanted to read Iron Fist, and they're like, there's a new Iron Fist thing that might be kind of fun. And it's the exact same thing that happened here. You saw Rolk, and you're like, I want to read a Rolk thing. It's not even real Rolk. It's a fake Rolk.
I know. It's a different Rolk.
Fake Rolk.
This is the first appearance of fake Rolk.
This is temporary Rolk. Okay?
Is it?
We'll get into it.
Okay.
Well, like his powers, the Rolk powers are like temporary.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, we'll just get into it. So yeah, it's very continuity-based. It happens around the Secret Empire event where Captain America is evil Captain America. And so I'll explain that part once we get there. But so basically the U.S. Avengers is a new team of superheroes that are coming together to be like second division Avengers, you know?
Yeah.
And it's led by Roberto da Costa. He's a mutant, I think, on the New Mutants, it seems like. That seems what he like alluded to.
Known as Civilian
Civilian V. Civilian V, Civilian 5. I'm not familiar
probably
with him.
Probably V, yeah.
But no. He's got money.
He's got Monty Hunty.
And so he has to... He put together this team of Avengers, basically, to, help on the California side of things, or just kind of... help out. I don't know.
It's just a team in there. We don't really know their purpose. Well, he's the director of AIM.
He is.
And so I guess maybe it's just for that.
Mm-hmm.
So they have like a super team for AIM.
Yeah.
And kind of unclear.
Well, yeah. I think I wrote some notes about that later. But at the beginning of this book, there's a helicarrier that has a volcano on it, and it's heading towards California. And I think that's a fun idea.
It's definitely a
certified fun idea.
Okay. Definitely.
Helicarrier, how do we make it cooler? Volcano. Easy. How does the magma get there? Who knows?
Yeah, not clear on that part.
But the volcano powers...
Not the core.
The helicarrier, yeah.
Oh, man, I didn't even think about the technical aspect of that.
How do they move the magma?
Now it's just whatever's in there.
Yeah.
It's not going to erupt.
It's not. It's just sitting there.
It's basically just like a pimple now.
Basically. But yeah, what an insane idea. But U.S. Avengers consists of Tony Ho, and she's...
Dr.
Tony Ho. She's a triple doctorate scientist that has built her own Iron Patriot suit, but it's non-lethal.
Nathan, this is Yinsen's daughter.
Who's Yinsen?
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 Yeah.
I don't know who that is.
Yinsen.
That's not
from
helping.
Iron Man.
Yinsen?
Yeah. That's his name, right?
How do you spell it? I don't know who Yinsen is.
Dude, the one who died in the first Iron Man movie.
Who?
Did you not read this shit?
I read it. Yeah, a medical researcher named Yinsen.
Yeah.
Is that the guy that helps make the Iron Man suit?
Yeah, then he died saving Tony Stark's life.
Oh, that's cool.
That's so cool. This is his daughter.
This is pretty cool then.
And she's Iron Patriot now.
Okay, that's awesome.
Yeah, love it.
I do like this concept of an Iron Man suit, but it's like non-lethal.
Iron Patriot.
Iron Patriot?
Yeah. So basically War Machine, but not a War Machine.
Yeah, War Machine, but it shoots like little force fields instead, pushes people over,
and it has
concussive
like
blasts.
Yeah,
like Cyclops.
I like this.
Yeah, I like that too. It's a good idea. So when she goes to help stop this volcano helicarrier, she uses her force fields to hold the base back. She wants to buy time. Then there's Aku, aka Enigma, who can like phase through things, and she does like she uses that to like sneak onto the island, and then she could also make other people in like a phase state. So she touches these guards, and then they turn into like these phases, and they phase through the island. So they're just kind of like floating in the air.
Yeah.
Which is scary. Can you imagine being in that situation?
No, terrifying.
Someone touches you, and then you just fall through the floor.
Yeah. What if you fall through like the crust or something?
Well, you won't get burnt because you're phasing through it.
Still.
I think that's the logic that they went there. So yeah, she makes the guards phase through the helicarrier to knock them out. And then Cannonball and Squirrel Girl are also part of this team.
Hell yeah, dude.
And those are two normal characters that I recognize. So I'm like, okay, I can work with this.
Yeah, we got some familiarity here.
Yeah, Squirrel Girl, she's hot at the time. You know, Cannonball.
Hot off the presses.
Cannonball, the best X-Men. Okay, that's a good get.
You think he's the best X-Men?
No, I don't. I think he's pretty funny, though.
He's an X-Men?
He's an X-Men, yeah.
Ah.
Yeah, so they're on the team. They're helping to like take out drones in the air. And then they release Robert Maverick.
Real quick.
Who is the Red Hulk.
Yeah, General Robert L. Maverick.
Yes.
So not Thunderbolt Ross.
Yeah, not Ross.
Yeah.
This Hulk does still have a mustache, which I appreciate. But it's like a Sam Elliott mustache, which I still think is pretty cool.
Yeah.
I think Hulk looks good with sunglasses too, like aviators.
Yeah.
Do the aviators grow with him? Or does he have to hold on to them?
Maybe they're like... those stretchy kind, or maybe his head doesn't.
I don't think they're stretchy aviators.
There's the ones that like don't break. You know those glasses that like the frames are like rubber or something.
Oh, like the sport ones.
Yeah, something like that.
It looks like his head gets like significantly bigger. I don't think his head stays the same size and the rest of him gets bigger, you know?
You know, the other Rolk doesn't have a mustache for some reason. And there's a reason for that.
He does sometimes.
We don't know why, though.
Yeah.
Nathan, real quick.
Yeah, what's up?
When Squirrel Girl was fighting those drones or whatever, she sent a bunch of flying squirrels to get on the little missiles.
Mm-hmm. And eat them.
Yeah, I thought that was really fun. And the missiles look like little dicks.
No, they're just cylindrical and your mind is in the gutter.
No, Nathan, the tip is red and the rest of it isn't.
Yeah, just like every other missile. It's a warhead.
I don't know, man.
I do think that's fun,
it
too.
It looks convincingly like a dick to me.
I like how she just has a cavalry of flying squirrels.
Yeah, I know.
I think that's a lot of fun.
I don't really understand her powers. I've never looked them up or anything.
Imagine Ant-Man.
But with squirrels?
But squirrels. And okay. She eats nuts.
Right. And she's got a tail for some reason.
So yeah, a big thing at this point.
We should do the Squirrel Girl comic.
Yeah, we should. That's like the good one. We should.
Yeah, like the good one.
Yeah. So apparently at this point, AIM, the like Marvel, the science organization that used to be evil, run by MODOK. Is now being taken over by S.H.I.E.L.D. and they kicked out all the bad guys. So now AIM is under S.H.I.E.L.D. and AIM has the U.S. Avengers. And they've like merged together, which I think is pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, and then this Rolk has this mechanic where he can only be the Hulk for 1 hour out of every day and a half. So 1 hour out of every 36, he's Hulk, which I think is pretty cool.
Yeah, I like that that addition.
Because he has to be like smart about when he uses it, and then there's situations where like he's just a guy because he's already Hulked out for the day. He doesn't have the stamina. So pretty interesting. But anyway, in his Rolk form, he destroys a helicarrier, saves the city, and we find out that this is all being told by the mutant Sam Guthrie, who's helping DaCosta make like a video to S.H.I.E.L.D. to convince them that the AIM U.S. Avengers team is good. They're like, we deserve to be here, okay? We're valid, kind of deal.
Sam Guthrie's Cannonball.
Yes, exactly. Yep. And at that point, a future Captain America comes in at the end, and she's like, we need you, kind of deal. And then we see the villain of the story, who's the golden Skull, and he's giving a speech to some goons to join the Skullocracy. Okay, so we got a Marvel black mask, essentially. That's how I see him.
I just thought it was like another Red Skull, basically.
That's a good point, too.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, interesting first issue. It's kind of hard. I like the format of it in general because everybody introduces themselves in like this video that they're filming for S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah, that was fun. I like that.
Yeah.
So especially for a new team kind of thing.
It helps me just like kind of, they kind of like hold your hand and they're like, there's a lot of new characters here. Here's what they're about.
Yeah, so I think the first issue is probably like the best one.
I like the second issue. The first issue is probably the best.
What, yeah. The first three was kind of like an arc in a way?
The first three was like the U.S. Avengers arc, and then the last three were like, what the fuck's going on?
Yeah.
So
Captain America is a lady, and she's from a potential future.
A potential future in a different timeline. Yeah. She is Luke Cage's kid, Danielle Cage.
Oh, I didn't pick that up.
Yeah, and she's bulletproof, which is cool.
That's dope. So that makes for a great Captain America.
Yeah. So we get some origin behind this future Captain America. Yeah, she comes from a timeline. And in this timeline, Thanos successfully took out the Earth heroes as like a statement, basically.
Mm-hmm.
But since it's a separate timeline future, we don't really know if that's something like that's going to happen in 616 Marvel. But she's in this timeline chasing Golden Skull, who wants to gain control of everything so he can like sell it, essentially, and then return back to his timeline. So they predict that he will be at a charity event for billionaires.
Did you get the Scotty Young variant in between the issues?
I did see that. Very cool. Pretty I don't know funny. Who that character was, but pretty cool.
That's Rolk.
Red and white striped man?
Yeah, because Squirrel Girl painted,
she painted him.
The stripes on
That's
him.
That's so good. his variants are always just bangers.
Yeah.
My like Daredevil number one from Chip Zdarsky is a Scotty Young variant.
Really?
Yeah, it's awesome.
That's cool.
But anyway.
Oh, I remember when that came out, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So they predict him to be at this charity event for billionaires, so they go there. But there's a really incredible like two splash pages of like this Thanos and like the separate timeline, and there's like a bunch of heroes that are just scattered and like defeated, and it's like it's really impressive.
Yeah, no, it's very good.
There's a lockjaw. Love seeing that. There's a lockjaw right there in the middle.
We love a dead lockjaw.
But he's not dead. We don't know if he's dead because there's some alive characters here.
Yeah, I noticed.
Like, we see, like, the champions are there, and so we see Viv.
Yeah, I know. I saw her. I'm like, she seems okay.
Yeah, Deadpool's there. He's just kind of chilling. But yeah, it's a really, really big splash page that, you know, seemed like it took a lot of work. And then they had a second splash page where all the Avengers with swords are, like, killing Thanos. And I think that's really cool, too.
Do you know what Avengers these are?
We have the Black Knight in there. We have a Hawkeye that's green. So love that. But we have, I don't know who these people are, but I recognize Black Knight.
Yeah. Okay. That's easy.
Yeah.
Fake fan.
So anyway, so the event, the US Avengers show up to this event and they're all wearing nice suits, which I appreciate. Even Squirrel Girl. She's got a little hole for her tail to come out, which I think is a lot of fun. But Golden Skull is kind of there behind the scenes. And he activates this device that causes all the people there to take off their face and reveal that they're deadly robots. So what a crazy plan. Anyway, issue 3. So Golden Skull kidnapped all the billionaires and then hid them offsite in a half-built casino. So while the U.S. Avengers fight the robots, Captain America flies her shield, which is a thing.
Yeah, it's got anti-gravity on it or something.
Yeah, something like that. And she, like, flies it to Golden Skull. And then she's fighting Golden Skull's goons with Iron Patriot's help. But so there's a point where the U.S. Avengers are fighting all the robots. And then Squirrel Girl has to, like, hold Cannonball's back as he shoots, like, shit out of his hands because of, like, physics.
Yeah, it'll, blast him back or whatever.
It'll blast him back. And I'm like, that's interesting attention to detail. But, like, can you imagine, like...
Yeah, because he could just be blasting and, like, we ignore it, you know?
Yeah, but they, like, decided to put that extra thing into it. But can you imagine, like, a character that can just shoot shit out of his hands, but he can't shoot very hard because he'll just, like, knock himself out?
That'd be really funny.
I think it'd be really good.
Well, that's basically what Cannonball is, right?
Yeah, but he normally does it with his legs, and which he uses to fly with. So it makes sense in this case. But when he's shooting shit out of his hands, he has to be careful. So it was kind of nice that Squirrel Girl's like, I'll just hold you. And then you can go crazy.
What did DaCosta call it? Like the Cannonball special or something?
Yeah. Yeah. They made a fastball special reference.
Yeah.
Which I feel like anytime there's an X-Men that does their own like combo move, they call it some sort of fastball special. Just come up with a new name.
Yeah. Something special.
They have to have, the X-Men have to have more plays than just fastball special.
Like the Cannonball Delight or something like that.
Exactly. The Cannonball Delight. I love that move.
The Cannonball Supreme. Just other pizza things. Yeah. You know?
Golden Skull's goons are robots, but they're also pirates. I didn't understand that part a whole lot.
So they're robots that are pirate themed. So they'd be at like a pirate themed like hotel or casino kind of thing.
And they talk like pirates. So
yeah.
Apparently he took the time to go through the trouble of programming pirate talk for his goons.
Yeah, avast ye landlubber.
Yeah, exactly. That's a robot.
Yeah.
So
I was like, okay, I was more down with the idea that they were just pirates for some reason. You know what I mean? Yeah.
I don't know why they're pirates still.
Because I was just chugging through this. I'm like, yeah, pirates, let's go.
Pirates, all right. Yep, let's keep going.
Why not?
So the whole squad managed to find Golden Skull, but now he's in his own Hulkbuster suit made of gold. But it doesn't work too well because gold is like a soft metal. So he kind of just gets ripped apart and then he's captured. And then Danielle Cage takes him back to her timeline.
Yep.
And that's it. But... when they have Golden Skull all tied up, did you notice that he's wearing like a Hannibal Lecter like mask?
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty funny.
Why?
I don't know. It's just like, it's like very clearly like a Hannibal Lecter like
Silence
of the Lambs reference.
He's like strapped up to like a dolly and that's what like they do.
They did
like,
in the movie.
So I haven't seen Silence of the Lambs.
What?
I haven't seen Silence of the Lambs.
What?
I haven't seen Silence of the Lambs.
That's crazy, Daniel.
So, but I have seen him, you know?
That was pretty... I feel like someone thought that like their audio just looped right there.
I tried really hard to say it exactly the same way. Me too.
It's a good movie. Just check it out.
I should have just got louder and louder.
Don't sleep on it.
Yeah, you know, there's always movies and people are like, what? You haven't seen that? You haven't seen Forrest Gump? No. You know, some people just haven't seen Forrest Gump and that's okay.
You haven't seen Forrest Gump?
No, have you?
Yeah.
How have you seen so many movies? You've seen like...
I watch movies, Daniel.
I know, but I don't think like, wow, what's a classic that I've never seen? You know what I mean?
Forrest Gump is pretty good.
That's what I hear. I've never seen the Titanic. Because really? I don't need to, Nathan. You know why? Because of memes. There's so many memes. It tells you this whole story.
What's the story?
He the Leonardo DiCaprio is he's a poor boy and he falls in love with a rich girl on the Titanic, mm-hmm. but it hits an iceberg and
who survives?
Not Jack.
Okay, who else survives?
It's just her, I think. And then
nope.
Okay, well, it doesn't matter how many people like survive, but what's her name? Like
Rose.
Rose survives on the door or whatever it is, mm-hmm. and there's plenty of room for Jack, but nope.
They only myth-busted that, actually.
Oh, yeah. Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Like, only one person can fit on it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Mythbusters busted the myth.
Gotcha.
Anyway.
But yeah, so I know what happens. I'm not going to watch Titanic.
Leo has an incredible performance in that movie.
I've seen plenty of Leo performances and when he's become a better actor.
Disagree. He's only gone downhill. Anyway.
Anyway.
So that's issue 3, and that's US Avengers. And then the rest of what we get is just utter nonsense.
And it's scattered part of this continuity. One,
it's part of this trade. Issue 4 especially confused the fuck out of me.
Yeah, this took a minute to like... Because
there's a gimmick in here where in the middle of the issue, they have just other covers. Like mid-issue covers.
Are you sure? I thought it was like different crossover like things or tie-in issues.
It's all the same story.
Because it doesn't, they don't like
20 pages.
They don't line up linearly, right?
They kind of do. Well, like it tells the same general story in this one shot, but there's like mid issue covers, and they're like, "Well, this is what's going to happen now." I don't know. It's super weird
because it's got the different. I guess it's got the same creative team, so I guess that's right. Because they got Monsters and Shield, and maybe that was a spinoff that no one knew about.
I don't know.
Or someone picked up.
And then there's like a Deadpool cover, and it's like. What the heck? And then there's it's super weird and it confused me, especially reading it digitally. I was like, okay, 3 pages and now we're on another issue.
Yeah, and keep saying tie-in. Was there a Monsters and Shield?
There's a event? Monsters Unleashed event.
Oh, yeah.
But that was after this.
Are you sure?
Positive.
It was after 2017? I felt like that was so long ago.
Definitely wasn't the same time. Anyway, issue 4. So general...
Then this is kind of fun. I thought they shoved like 5 crossovers into like one issue somehow and just took the important pages.
When I was going back to take notes, I was like, okay, up until issue 5, everything in issue 4 kind of revolves around the same story.
Yeah.
So it's basically General Maverick or Rolk has to do like a low-key mission that's unknown to S.H.I.E.L.D. to take out a monster called American Kaiju, which is a dinosaur with the American flag painted on him.
Yeah.
I don't understand what that is, but I guess General Maverick made him somehow. So he has to go take him out. And it's a monster terrorizing Lichtenbad, which is a southern European country. But he has to Hulk out on this one-man mission to take out the monster. But there's a big Frankenstein version of Deadpool that gets in his way. And so this is the first like mid-issue cover that's like a Deadpool book. Confused the fuck out of me because I'm like, okay, we're going into Deadpool now.
Yeah, because it's got the Deadpool title, it's got the barcode, it's got the bonus digital content thing on there.
Which is, I think, on purpose, but it confused me. So Deadpool is basically turned into a monster when a bounty to take out Victor Van Doom, not Von Doom, it's Victor Van Doom.
Yeah, Van Doom, one word.
Yeah.
Or one name.
Yeah, exactly. That bounty went sideways and he was turned into like a big brute zombie Deadpool. So him and Rolk fight, Deadpool gets hurt, but then his healing factor takes over, but then it cures him of the monster virus.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like another issue. And then they run into American Kaiju and Hulk takes American Kaiju by the tail and throws him into Victor Van Doom's castle. And then that's how that issue ends. It's so weird.
I like this, this panel with Rolk and you can see like his like America shorts or whatever.
Yeah,
they got like stars on them.
I love his shorts. Also, it's like at night.
I really want to draw Rolk like at a grill.
with he like, looks like a dad
with like an apron on. It says like "Smash the Cook" or something like that.
Oh, that'd be good.
And he's making smash burgers.
You should commission somebody to do that.
Or I can just do it myself.
You could just do it yourself
and not pay lots of money. I gotta get Photoshop back.
You can find like a low key artist that's still good at drawing. And pay them like $100, $200, whatever their commission thing is.
That'd
be pretty fun.
Yeah, maybe.
But yeah, I think it's a funny bit that Victor Van Doom is 10 years older than Victor Von Doom. And he's like, I should be famous.
Yeah.
But, and then also American Kaiju is weird. Like I prefer if there's going to be a devil in a comic book, in a Marvel comic book especially, it should be Devil Dinosaur. But I guess it's just going to have to be American Kaiju for this one. Somebody I don't care about.
If you prefer that there's a dinosaur?
Yeah, if there's going to be a dinosaur, it should be Double Dinosaur. That's the rule.
Yeah. In comic books or in a Marvel book?
In a Marvel book.
Okay.
Obviously, Double Dinosaur can't show up on a Justice League book.
Right, but what if it's like the Batman issue where he goes to the Dinosaur Island and then gets the dinosaur that's in his Batcave?
Then I want it to be Double Dinosaur. Obviously.
Obviously.
Anyway, issue 5. Roberto Da Costa has to have a talk with his boss, Steve Rogers, who at this point is the secret Hydra operative.
This is a great Captain America suit.
It's really cool.
I like it a lot.
It's like not all scaly. It's just like his boobs and his shoulders are scaly.
Yeah, and it's a lot less stripy.
Yeah.
Which isn't a bad thing, but I do like this like new
design. There's a good balance of white and like there's two different blues on there that actually work pretty well together.
Yeah, it's like Titans colors almost. Yeah,
I like his gloves too. Like some of the leather of the costume goes into like the gloves.
Boxing gloves.
Yeah, really cool.
I'm not crazy about the shield though. It's a good shield, but I don't like it still.
How do you feel about Captain America ears? Do you want them in or out?
Now that you mention it, I can't stop looking at them.
I think it's really silly when he puts on this mask and he's
got
like...
That means when they design the suit, like assuming that his suit is real, they have to like find out where his ears are and then like mark it to cut out ear holes.
That's not the weird part. When he puts it on, he has to fish for his ears in that hole and plop them out.
Yeah.
Which I think is funny. But anyway...
You gotta have men.
You gotta have like the little ear circles or whatever, right?
Yeah, ear circles, or like you can even have the fucking wings, but like
with the wings.
But you can make them pop out like a little, but not like in a dramatic amount. Like make it seem like it's like a
flash
design. Yeah, like a make it seem like it's like a design on the helmet. You know what I mean?
Exactly. So,
oh my god, he looks so dumb.
He takes off the mask pretty quickly, so he still looks cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is a Hydra Steve Rogers that leads into Secret Empire. But essentially, Cap flames Roberto a little bit because of he finds out the stuff that happens in the last issue. And he basically tries to scare Roberto into reassuring that he and the U.S. Avengers can be trusted under S.H.I.E.L.D.
I was not buying Cap shit in this. I'm like, he's being weird.
He is being weird.
And he's being a dick.
But like, you can't just be like, he's Hydra, you know? He starts off the conversation a little bit weird by saying, Hail Hydra. And then he's like, it's a joke. Don't even worry about it.
And then he's like, what the fuck? And he's like, it's a joke. Sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
But I think he was actually just checking to see if he was Hydra.
He was, yeah. But then when it doesn't... Does that work 100% of the time? Like, are you just going around saying Hail Hydra? And if people act weird, they're like, sorry, it's a joke. It's not a good joke.
Well, but he needs to know who in like AIM is Hydra. Because, you know, everyone in used S.H.I.E.L.D. to be Hydra, is Hydra.
Huh? I guess that makes sense. But yeah, it's interesting... This like power dynamic, because this is like an evil Steve Rogers and he's like a boss and he's like doing like boss things that are shitty. And I just like, I think that's interesting to see.
Yeah. He's like a ton of power in this.
Cause
he's like the director of S.H.I.E.L.D.
He like leads all of S.H.I.E.L.D. and everything under S.H.I.E.L.D., which happens to be AIM as well. So the U.S. Avengers are kind of doing their own thing in this issue too. Red Hulk loses his like hour long Hulk form on a mission. And so he talks to like an AIM scientist that can maybe change that. He's like, hey, I think I got a way for you to change that rule. And he's like, okay, interesting. Cannonball is like off world with his Shi'ar family, which I didn't know was a thing, but he's got like a whole ass family on a different planet. And he decides that he's going to quit the US Avengers. So he goes off to tell Roberto in person. And then...
Rolk like un-Rolks out. And then he's like, he's like captured by like the king of the gorilla men.
Yeah. I don't know what this mission is.
It's just this dude who has a gorilla body and like a man's head. And it's very proportionally correct. And it's very odd.
And there's a man with a gorilla's head as well. I don't know if you saw that.
Yeah.
So they switched heads because that's a good idea.
Because we were running out of options.
I bet like Al Ewing was like, just come up with two characters. I don't care.
I wonder if this has been used before.
There's a 100% chance that this has not been a thing before Marvel.
You want to bet?
Yes.
Dude, think about all the villains and shit that are used in comic books. That's like 60 years. All right.
I guess they're very specific because they're like at the simian paws of Arthur Nagin, king of the gorilla men. Look up Arthur Nagin, N-A-G-A-N.
And continuing with Arthur Nagin, who also appeared in 1954, and Franz Radzik. Gorilla Man is an alias used by three different fictional superheroes appearing in American comic books, published by Marvel Comics, beginning in 1954 with Ken Hale and continuing with Arthur Nagin.
What comic book does he appear in?
All righty. Hold your horses. Publication history. First appeared in Men's Adventures 26.
Oh.
Mystery Tales 21. Weird Wonder Tales 7. The Defenders 25. Okay. In the 70s.
Who?
Power Man and Iron Fist in the 80s.
Who sees this character and is like, I need this character in my comic book run?
She-Hulk in 89.
Oh my God.
Avengers Death Trap, 91. Web of Spider-Man in 91. Yeah, dude. I was like,
this is a recurring guy.
Heroes for Hire, 2007. Nathan, haven't you read that shit?
No.
Not
that one. That's crazy.
I should have bet you money. Fuck.
Yeah.
And then he's...
But like, why? Why? Why has he been used so many times?
Dude, you know that there's so many D-level villains, and then you just... It doesn't matter...
They just find one,
...who it is. They just need a bad guy for an issue, robbing a bank or whatever.
But a man... A gorilla with a man's head? A normal-sized man's head.
That seems like a concept.
That is a concept. Is it a good concept, though?
What was Man-Ape in the comics?
I don't know. I'm going to keep going. I want to get over this.
M'Baku, remember him?
Oh, yeah.
He's Man-Ape, so he's like a dude in like a gorilla costume, and his face is poking out the mouth.
That's different. I do remember that. That's different. That looks cool.
That's still M'Baku, though.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I know this is different, but it made me think of that.
Yeah.
Comics are so weird.
Comics are fucking ridiculous, dude. And this book is ridiculous. But anyway,
King of the Gorilla Man. I wonder, because all of his appearances were like in the 80s and shit like that. Like Al Ewing had no like...
Al Ewing's like, I love... this gorilla guy. I already forget his name.
Dude, you know an underrated villain, dude?
Or maybe the artist is like, I would really love if I could get a chance to draw this gorilla with a man's head.
You can literally purchase like every
appearance of
the Gorilla Man. And even though there's...
I kind of want to do that now.
Because like, if there... There's actually, like... It's probably impossible to find his first appearance in 54.
Mm.
Like, that's a 70-year-old comic book. That's like...
But how much would it really be?
Probably not a lot.
Probably be $50.
But like, just the fact that there is a copy of it left?
Yeah.
That's what would be hard.
That would be difficult.
Anyway.
I'll look at Comic-Con. Hey, do you have the first appearance of...
Gorilla Man?
Gorilla Man. Anyway, this issue ends when Secret Empire starts. That's all you really need to know.
Yeah.
So, issue 6, this is during Secret Empire. It's basically a tie-in. And so Secret Empire things are happening, and Cannonball returns to Earth as all like the actually powerful superheroes are fighting off a fleet of Chitauri from entering Earth.
I like how, hold on, sorry, in the end of the last issue, it shows like Captain America shirtless, like,
oh, yeah,
punching a boxing bag or whatever.
As he does.
Or punching bag.
As a Captain America
and
does.
And he's got this huge Hydra chest piece.
An unbelievably huge Hydra tattoo.
It's so unnecessary.
It's not very low key if you're trying to keep this all a secret.
Yeah, you're like, oh, do you want to know like that you're a bad guy? And like, just the fact that like this shit probably took like 5 hours.
It's like all black too,
and it's all blacked out.
No depth, no rendering.
Sternum. Oh my god, with just the heavy black.
It looks pretty cool.
So dumb.
Looks pretty cool.
It looks cool, but it's also
a little on the nose.
A Nazi tattoo.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
I like these covers.
There's a Ryan Stegman one, actually.
Going yeah, into that issue one's 6. Sick. It's like the Uncle Sam, but it's Roke.
And it's like, I want you to read U.S. Avengers.
Yeah, that's awesome.
To be clear, I don't want you to read U.S. Avengers, Ryan Stegman does.
Don't do that. And then I know you don't like the...
The toy ones?
Yeah, the action figure variants. But the Iron Patriot one is pretty sick, I think.
I don't know. I feel like those could all be better. But anyway.
How?
I just don't like them. Actually, I don't think they could be better. They're as good as they could be, but I don't like them very much.
Ooh. Okay.
So, issue 6. We're in Secret Empire. Cannonball returns to Earth, and there's a Chitauri invasion happening. So, all of, like, the idea is, like, all the actually powerful Marvel superheroes are out in space trying to fight off the Chitauri.
It just looks like the Guardians of the Galaxy, and then, like...
Captain Marvel.
And Hyperion.
Hyperion. There's like, Quasar, I think, is
Quasar.
In here. Quasar.
Thank you. Quasar.
Quasar.
He's in a quesadilla.
So Cannonball's like, I'm gonna go help.
Wait, why is there Baby Groot in this continuity? It seems like, oh, what's in the movies right now?
Yeah, what's hot?
Put it in there.
Yeah, I don't know. It's weird. But so Cannonball decides to go help, and then he gets caught in an explosion.
Dude, these Chitauri looks like they reference like the Avengers like super hard.
This is like the movie Chitauri.
For yeah, sure. Like the guys and those little
the guys
and
the big whales. Ones,
the whales yeah. or whatever.
So Roberto wants to deploy the U.S. Avengers, but he can't because Captain America says he's got this big plan and everybody needs to stay where they are. They need to stay put. And so basically, if I remember correctly, in Secret Empire, because I did read it, I didn't enjoy it by the end very much, but there are some cool ideas.
Sure.
But Captain America planned for this Chitauri invasion to happen so he can get all of the powerful superheroes to go out into space. And then he would launch this like shield that goes over the Earth.
Okay. And
that makes it so that nothing can get into Earth. So he like divides and conquers Earth by getting all the actually powerful superheroes to go fight Chitauri, and he cuts them off. So
that's something that cool. like not like what Iron Man wanted, but he wanted like a shield around there.
Exactly.
So that's kind of
so that happens, and now all the powerful superheroes are out of the question. And so basically, a global transmission of a mind controller goes out, and it controls like a lot of the superheroes, but Roberto and the U.S. Avengers have had, like, mind training from Xavier.
Yeah.
And they, like, think of a red triangle, and that, like, stops them from getting mind controlled, I guess.
Yeah.
So they're like, we need to fucking help. But Roberto gets shot from an AIM agent, and then Rolk goes Rolk mode. And everybody's like, it's not your time to be Rolk. And he's like, I got it figured out. But then the nanites that are in his system that cause him to become Hulk faster causes him to get controlled by AIM. And so now Rolk is like not in control of his like actions.
Like, he knows what's happening, but like his body is like controlling him.
Yeah. So he goes to fight Iron Patriot. And then that's how this trade ends. Nothing gets resolved. It's just issue 6. And that's where they decided to wrap it up.
I can't believe there's another trade of this.
Is there like actually a second trade?
Yeah, it's right next to it.
Oh God.
I was like, maybe I'll get it if this is good.
Are you going to get it, Daniel?
No.
Okay. Well, let's go into Back Matter Matter.
Real quick. Quasar got eaten by one of the big Chitauri
big things. Whales. Yep.
Big whale Chitauri. And I think the big whales blow up or something.
Yeah, they do.
And then it also killed Cannonball in the blast.
I did say that. Yes.
You did? I missed that.
That's sorry. Okay.
I was waiting for you to say it, and then you didn't, but I must have said it before.
But I did say it. Yeah, he got caught in an explosion, so he might be dead, and his Shi'ar family is going to be real sad when they hear that.
I know.
If they ever do.
Do you know who that, like, girl was that he was, like, in love with or whatever?
I have no idea. I don't know. X-Men, like, go into space sometimes, but I don't know how Cannonball, like a C-level X-Men, would have gone into space, found a Shi'ar bitch to, like, fall in love with, bang, and then have a kid with, all while also being on Earth to do things.
Maybe this is like before Tinder.
But he had to leave Earth to go find a girl.
Yeah, like that. That's how unlucky he was in the day.
He wasn't
game.
That cool of an X-Men, so it must have been hard to pull bitches on Earth, you know?
Yeah, you can just say like you're the hottest X-Men ever, like on another planet.
On Shi'ar, or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Apparently, he like went to Earth 5 days a week and then was on the Shi'ar planet 2 days a week to spend with his family.
Ah, it's like divorce.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway.
But anyway, yeah, Back Matter Matters.
Back Matter Matters.
We got covers.
Nathan, probably the most variant covers we've ever had in Back Matter Matters.
You're right. This book does win most variant covers because they did a variant cover for every single state and for Puerto Rico, Canada, and United Kingdom.
Nathan.
And basically the concept is it's U.S. Avengers and you get the state outline and you get one hero. So
like assigned to your state or whatever.
Yeah, assigned to your state. Our state has Nova because he's from Surprise, Arizona.
Is he really?
He is.
He's from Surprise?
He's from Surprise.
Why?
I don't know. But he's from there.
Dude, Nevada got Rolk.
That's pretty sick.
And so if you put...
But like real Rolk, it looks like.
Yeah. If you have all the issues of... If you have all these variants, you can put them together and it makes a big old American flag.
Yep.
Which is...
Nobody has that, surely, right?
I don't know, man. If this is your favorite book, you might want to hunt them all down.
Yeah, that's true. But Cannonball's in, like, Kentucky. U.S. Agent is in, like, Georgia, which kind of sucks. Iron Fist is in Rhode Island. That's pretty cool.
Two-Gun Kid is in Montana. Do you know who Two-Gun Kid is?
I love me some Two-Gun Kid.
I need to get the "Who the fuck is that" video out because there's a lot of these. Who the fuck is D-Man?
D-Man is like a Daredevil character, but he's not special at all. He just likes Daredevil.
Okay. Oh, they have the irredeemable Ant-Man in here.
Yeah, they do. What the fuck? They do. Yeah, that's around this time.
Who's the Jack of Hearts, Nathan?
You know, I thought he was a villain, but I guess he's not.
Maybe he came around. Marvel Boy. Who's that?
Marvel Boy. Which? Where's that?
South Carolina. He's on the left next to Hulk.
Marvel Boy. Yes, of course.
The one and only.
He's a guy. He's got a gun. He shoots things.
Really?
I don't know.
Doesn't seem like a Marvel Boy kind of thing. Sorry, I'm just going to go through all these. Spectrum, who's that? Of Louisiana.
What row is that?
Second row next to the Thing.
Second row next to the Thing.
It's like right in the crack.
Spectrum. She's from the book that we read.
Huh?
Not the Thunderbolts.
Agent of Hate?
Yeah.
Next Wave?
Next Wave, yeah.
Spectrum's in Next Wave?
That's the leader. Yeah, Spectrum.
I thought that was like the Captain Marvel.
Exactly.
Captain Marvel Spectrum?
Yes.
I thought she was something else.
She was Spectrum, then Captain Marvel.
There's something else.
Dr. Light? Is that what you're thinking of?
Ooh, maybe.
That's a DC character.
No, hold on.
Who do you think is like the worst hero to get in this? I'm pretty happy that we got Nova for Arizona.
Oh, it is Monica Rambeau. Okay. Yeah,
see?
Hold on. I feel like I know her as something else. Photon. That's how I know her as.
Yeah, she's had a couple of name changes.
Jesus. What's the worst one? Yeah. Out of these or just in general?
Just out of these. Like, you're in Mississippi and you're like, okay, I got Rogue. Dude, I guess fucking that's fine.
Whizzer?
I think Whizzer's pretty cool. Okay? Don't sleep on Whizzer.
He's okay.
I think...
I'd much rather Quicksilver.
Maybe like
Hellcat. U.S. agent couldn't do shit.
I think like, is the idea that these characters live in these states because like, imagine just Hellcat doing stuff in Alaska, you know?
Well, who the fuck's Machine Man?
I don't know.
Oh, they got the Totally Awesome Hulk. That's cool.
Oh yeah. They have, Frank Cho Hulk.
Wait, they have, oh yeah. No. I don't know. Why is Red Wolf not New Mexico?
Yeah. Why would Hulk be New Mexico and not Red Wolf? I don't understand it.
Who
but
is,
anyway.
Hold on, one more, last one.
I'm done with this bit.
Who is Joe Costa?
X-Men.
What'd she do?
She's a metal lady.
All right. But before that, we have like some normal variants.
Yeah, normal variants.
David Nakayama.
Nakayama, yep. That's a pretty fun one. That's a good cover too. That would make me pick up the book.
Yeah, it's a sick cover.
Like these are all very good covers for a not equivalent book, I feel like.
Don't you hate that? You remember MODOK?
MODOK had the Christian Ward?
Christian Ward variant.
Gabriel Walta, Daniel.
Yeah, dude.
On MODOK.
what was the subtitle of that one? It was like...
A global assassin.
Agent of Assassin or something.
That's
like that.
That's not it at all.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Paolo...
I think it's just MODOK Assassin.
MODOK Assassin, that is. Yeah. It's just Assassin. This other one's kind of cool. They're all like pretty good.
Yeah. I like them a lot. But that's about it.
But yeah, so I apologize. I thought it was going to be a lot cooler.
What would you rate this book, Daniel?
Nathan, I'm dishing it out. This one gets, I like it. Okay. But it gets bubblegum ice cream.
Oh, man, that's brutal.
But it gets some cherries on it just for Rolk.
Okay.
Because that makes it all worth it.
I like that.
So that might not be the worst thing, but I fucking hate bubblegum ice cream.
This, for me, is a Starbucks tall.
Okay.
And you know what you like at Starbucks.
Sure.
Right. But this time you're like, I'm going to try something different. That's different from what I know I'm going to like, because maybe this thing will be good. And you get maybe like, some sort of drink you never heard of, but the picture of it looks pretty cool and you get it and it's bitter and it's gross. And you don't like it.
Dude, there's so many things like that. Like a cappuccino.
Yeah.
Like it sounds
like it'd be so good.
It sounds delicious.
You get a tall cappuccino. Don't like it. Yeah. You're like, I should have just stuck with Avengers. A.K.A. a cold brew.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You know? So that's what I rate this.
That's a good one.
I think this would be better.
I know exactly what you mean.
I think this would be better if it didn't have like this whole Secret Empire thing that had to do. Because I did kind of enjoy like the first two or three issues. They weren't my favorite.
Yeah. It wasn't. Those weren't bad either. Maybe.
Like I liked the Danielle Cage Captain America idea. I think that's good.
Yeah.
I like the Iron Patriot idea. If we got more of that, I think that'd be pretty cool. Or like more of this Rolk thing. Like if they were just doing their own covert U.S. Avengers missions,
mm-hmm.
I think it would be a little bit better. But unfortunately, it didn't work out that way, and they had a weird fourth issue. So, yeah, that's what I rate it.
I think you just gotta wait longer for like tie-in stuff, you know what I mean? Yeah, like let it have like one trade where it's just itself, you know? Yeah,
exactly.
I think if this was just all, if we just got three more issues of the first three issues, be a halfway decent book.
Yeah, I agree.
You know what I mean?
But this is not it for me, you know?
So, yeah, anyway. So we'll definitely do what you think for a while.
You're in timeout, Daniel.
Yeah, I'm in timeout. I need to get my privileges back after a while.
Exactly. So let's get into the pull list, colon, shove it in your box.
The pull list. What did you shove in your box?
Daniel, what did you pick up from the store this week?
Let's see here.
Did you get the big one? The big one?
The Batcat special?
No. Well, I guess that's a big one. There's another big one. A bigger big one.
The Peacemaker number one?
Saga?
Oh, Saga. Yeah, I did.
Okay, good.
Yeah, Saga number 55, Nathan.
55.
Oh my God, I was so stoked and it was just as good as you'd hope it would be.
Oh, so you read it?
Yeah, I read it already.
Okay, nice.
Because like the only other person I know that reads it is Jordan, right? And he's caught up on it. And he doesn't go to the comic shop. He just buys everything digitally. Because, I don't know, he's a dad or something. Sure. And doesn't have time.
That's fair. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So he bought it digitally and he texted me like in the morning. Like I didn't even have my coffee yet. And he's like, Saga was great. I'm like, what the fuck, you digital bitch?
Like, Jordan's a digital bitch.
I'm like, I'm not going to be able to go to the shop until like 3. And then who knows when I'll be able to read it.
Yeah.
But, that's funny. Yeah, double-sized issue.
Ooh.
Good old $2.99.
That's nice. They didn't need to do that, but they did.
They did.
$2.99?
$2.99.
That's $2.99.
Yeah, dude.
For a double-sized issue.
The entire series has been that much.
Saga is the backbone of comics.
Saga is the backbone of my happiness.
Okay.
That's so good. Okay. I can't wait for you to read all of it.
Yeah. I'm about 30 in, so.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you started reading it recently, or is that just where you, like, stopped
off? That's where I stopped, because my buddy gave me a super big hardcover, and I read it all, and I was like, this is great, I'm gonna finish it. And I gave it back to him, and I didn't finish it.
Dang.
So.
Are you gonna get the compendium?
For 100?
Yeah, for 100.
No, probably not.
How are you gonna read it?
I don't know yet. I haven't thought that far ahead.
So. I think like the first two or three are on Comixology Unlimited.
Oh, sick.
And so you could, do you have a library card? Get Hoopla?
I might get Hoopla for this reason. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway.
So you picked up Batcat Special. You picked up Saga.
Got Black Hammer Reborn number 8.
Cool.
Got House of Slaughter number 4. Because I'm still riding that train.
You love that, don't you?
They're good covers.
They are good covers.
You got Devil's Reign 3.
Okay, I gotta pick that up too.
Human Target number 4, Nathan. Why I feel like they're really cranking out. It feels like they're coming so soon.
No, that makes sense for Human Target.
It's been coming out 4 months already?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I don't know,
it seems like it's every other week almost.
Yeah.
So we got the Peacemaker number 1,
mm-hmm.
written by Garth Ennis. I think this is his, this is his second superhero book.
Because
Batman
one?
Was, Reptilian was
oh,
his
yeah,
first
yeah,
one.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. He's dipping his toes.
He's dipping his toes. He's getting in there. Peacemaker, I think, is a great choice for him, though. I hope it says, like...
Well, yeah, because he's done, like, Punisher. Like, it's not even, like, superheroes, really, that he's choosing. They're, like, normal people.
It's, like, capes.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he's done Batman, so I feel like that's enough.
Mm-hmm.
But I think just anyone with, like, you know, an outfit or, like, a costume kind of thing.
Yeah, that's not really, like, what he's known for, but... That's cool. Yeah.
But I see Peacemaker as like
a good fit for him.
Like an army kind of dude, you know, military or whatever. And so he's done war books. And I picked up Primordial 5 because I didn't have that yet. And I tried looking for that cool Nightwing cover that we liked, but
definitely
wasn't there.
Yeah.
And I tried looking for like the past 5 issues of Nightwing just to get like caught up on it.
Sold out?
Sold out. They had 88 and 87, and I was able to go to like the back issues and I saw 81.
Just go on like my comic shop for the rest.
I do have like a lot of things I've been meaning to buy from there, so maybe I don't know.
Do it. It looks good. Bitewing just got a costume in the book.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
You're lying to me.
I'm not pulling your leg. I'm not joshing you.
How do you know?
Because I saw it. People are excited about the book still.
Yeah, and he buys like a ton of them, like Drew.
Oh yeah, yeah,
yeah. He buys a ton of them because there's a ton of 88s left. So,
gotcha.
Anyway, yeah, that's all I got this week, I think. What'd you get, Evan?
I haven't been to the shop, but I'm going to get Saga. I'm going to get Devil's Reign. Going to get Batcat.
You're going to get Saga, the book you're not caught up on?
I'm going to in like 5 weeks gonna be caught up on it.
I think Drew had to have gotten a ratio variant because there were like 50 in there.
Really?
Yeah, there were so many. There was some on like the table when you just walk in.
No.
And then I saw
You had to crank out the table.
Yeah, and then I saw some on like the normal new releases thing, and there's like three stacks of them.
That's hilarious.
And then I saw some on the boxes, Nathan.
I'm not worried that I'm going to miss it.
I was kind of worried. I don't know, but he put it in my box too.
So he's smart. He orders well, I think.
Yeah, sometimes it seems like, yeah, well, you got a lot of those, you know? Because you can still buy all three issues of the three Jokers if you want.
Oh, really?
He's got all of them there.
Yeah, okay.
So, interesting. You haven't gone. Is there anything else you're going to get?
I think that's about it. I'd have to look when I get there, but
for sure.
I read some stuff.
Yeah? What did you read, Nathan?
I caught up on Dark Ages.
Okay, yeah. Good shit, right?
I love that book so much.
So good, right?
It is incredible. And it
makes me so happy.
Yeah, he does those universe sort of spanning books so well because he's like, this is a good idea. And like, like just the craziest of ideas. And the Helicarrier is a boat thing is incredible because Nightcrawler is a pirate again. Like there's a point in...
Again? Was he a pirate at one point?
He's like been a pirate before. I don't know why. But he's got a sword and he's got a little pirate outfit and he's that again for this. And I'm like, I love this.
I know.
You could tell that Tom Taylor's just playing with toys, you know?
He was just like,
and like, he brought back the like Black Panther Storm relationship.
Yeah.
And he understands it so well because Storm is so much cooler than Black Panther is.
Absolutely.
Like there's that part where they're like, they like see each other again for the first time in a while. And she's like, you look tired. And he's like, yeah, our kid woke us up. And he's like, oh yeah, I've just been like pushing a helicarrier ship for like the last couple weeks.
Yeah, so, like across an ocean.
Yeah, like totally just like one-ups him, but like understandably. And I'm like, yeah, Storm's a lot cooler.
Dude, they had the... We mentioned the Fireball special or whatever. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, they did a... Yeah, they did another pun.
Yeah, but with X-23?
But actually it was... Yeah, it did make sense because it was Colossus and Wolverine. So it was actually like a Fastball special.
Fastball special, that's what it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who's that other one, though? There's like another Wolverine.
Gabby. Yeah. She's another clone.
She was in the...
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. I remember her.
In the all-new Wolverine series that I'm selling on eBay, Nathan Has Comics.
I didn't know. I forgot about her. I didn't know like any of those clones made it past like just that continuity, you know?
Yeah. Gabby's been hanging around. So
that's a lot of fun.
I really like the Magneto like twist. That like there's like a little area that has electricity because Magneto is like pushing away the EMP.
Yeah.
And that's crazy. And then Quicksilver goes and he sees his dad and he's like, holy shit, that's my dad. And then, oh my God, all the shit gets crazy, dude.
Yeah.
I like that Daredevil is just like a watch guard, you know, which is kind of ironic because he can't see anything. So he can't watch anything, but he hears it, you know.
I think forgot about cool. that bit.
Yeah.
And then like
he like just uses everybody so well.
They have like, he's got like the Human Torch just like heating up water.
Yeah, like a tea
to
kettle.
Make tea.
Yeah. I thought that was cool. Yeah, and then when he dies, he like explodes, and it's really dramatic.
I didn't know. That's just how he died. He made it seem like that's like in continuity, like how he's supposed to die. You know what I mean?
I don't know, but it's a cool idea.
He just burns up.
Yeah, he just explodes like a sun.
Yeah, that was something.
Yeah, and then like the whole apocalypse thing makes sense, and like yeah, it's all really cool. I like it a lot.
Yeah, because like the first issue is like. Wow, because they had that like
the huge twist,
the Celestial or whatever. Dies,
yeah,
and then the second one, like Apocalypse, has this team of guys. I'm like,
of vampires and stuff. Yeah. Yeah, and then at the end of this one, you get the Ghost Raiders. Are you kidding me?
All these pirates making deals with the devil,
a pirate ship Ghost Rider vehicle,
and then they shoot Nick Fury with the catapult thing.
Insane, dude.
Or
I love
what do you call that?
The harpoon.
Harpoon gun. Yeah.
Yeah. I love Ghost Rider, but he's writing a different thing. That's my favorite idea of all time.
I just love when there's more than one thing.
Remember Avengers 1 million BC? And there's a Ghost Rider and he's riding a woolly mammoth?
Yeah, dude.
Amazing. Incredible.
And it's on fire.
And this one, there's multiple Ghost Riders, but they're riding a pirate ship on fire in the water?
Yeah. How does that work?
That's a great idea. So lots of just insane ideas, and I love all of them.
I think this could go on for just a really long time, but I know it won't, which sucks.
Yeah.
And like, how long is it? Do you know?
I think it's only six.
How are you supposed to wrap this up in
two issues? It seems like they're getting there. They're going to Europe. They're going to try and get the bad boys out, you know?
I feel like they could try and fail and then just keep it going, you know?
But, like, he's just as good at, like, these crazy universe ideas as, like, Mark Miller is, you know? So,
yeah.
I like it a lot.
I feel like this is kind of like his, like,
this is like
Secret Wars almost, where he just, like, makes his own universe kind of thing.
Yeah.
And everyone's in it still.
Yeah, I love it.
So good.
Pretty cool. And Iban Coelho, as the artist on that, he's incredible.
Kick ass.
He did a lot of really cool issues on Venom as well. So I like that guy a lot.
Oh, sweet.
But yeah, that's like the only comic book I read.
So I've been catching up on Strange Adventures.
Nice.
I read a couple issues of that. I read like 5 through 7.
Okay.
So I'm going to try and knock those out because Mitch Gerrits is coming to the Ash Avenue comic shop and doing like a signing for like the Batcat special.
Yep.
I read the Batcat special. Some good stuff.
Nice. Like,
artwork's amazing. It's a really cool concept. It's mostly focused around Catwoman, which I really like. It's kind of like her like entire life kind of summarized in this book. Mm. And it's like each page is a new year, but on Christmas Day.
Oh, interesting.
And it just got, obviously they skip a couple of years to make her older, but it's really fucking good. Like, cool. I thought it was like, oh, just like a Christmas special or whatever, but it's actually like a beautiful book.
Cool.
It's awesome.
I love that.
Big fan of that. I've restarted Saga, you know, for the big old 100.
For the big one.
Yep, for the big one.
For the big bill, 100 episodes.
Almost done with the first trade. Going to try and knock out like 2 trades a week, I guess.
I should start trying to do that too, yeah.
Yeah, you should definitely get on that. And then I read 55, which was amazing. Amazing is hard work, but I'm really excited it's back.
Yeah.
It'll be monthly. Who knows for how long.
Yeah.
But he plans to have another 54 issues. So
they're going to go to 100?
108.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Just like chop off 8 issues, you know, make it 100. Make it 100 run, you know.
No, just 2 big old 54 book compendiums.
I guess that's fair. Yeah, cool.
Did you watch anything?
I did.
What did you watch, Nathan?
Over the weekend, me and Sophia had a TMNT day that just kind of happened out of nowhere.
Wow, what a great idea.
We saw that the original TMNT movies are on Netflix.
Oh, and, yeah, I saw that.
And we're like, oh my God, let's just watch all of them today. And so we're like, we just kind of had them on in the background as we were like cleaning the house and stuff. But those movies are so good. They're so cheesy.
They're timeless.
They really are.
They did not age a day.
It's like I went in the theaters and saw it today. It's crazy.
They come out today, no one would know.
Yeah, but we watched like the original three. And like, if I was watching them all in a row, I wouldn't be able to do it, but like stopping and watching it for 5 minutes and they just like make the cheesiest jokes and some of them don't even make sense. It's so fun.
Do you remember any?
No.
Okay.
But
you didn't put it in your bank of jokes?
No, I didn't.
Retail?
I'm not like, I'm going to steal that, you know? But there's a, you know, fun ideas in there and they just, I was like telling Sophia, because I'm a big nerd and I know a lot about TMNT, even though I've never read like a TMNT book.
Right? Yeah.
And I was like telling her the story about how Peter Laird and Kevin Eastman just wanted to come up with something that includes everything that was popular at like the time. So like Teenage was like the Teen Titans and they wanted to capitalize on that.
Yeah.
Mutants for like the X-Men, right? Mm-hmm. Ninjas were like a big thing there. And then they just wanted to make it ironic. And so they put turtles in there because turtles can't be ninjas, right?
Yeah.
And like I told her how they kind of, Kevin Eastman just drew it on like a napkin or like a piece of paper, just doodle it out and fuck around with it.
Mm-hmm.
And then she didn't know that the foot was like a ripoff of the hand from Daredevil because Daredevil was popular at the time. And she's like, what? What the hell? And so I was
because I knew like the foot before like the hand,
yeah.
You know, because I knew the hand.
I think
from,
a
like,
lot of people
and
did.
Stuff.
And it's just so interesting.
Like, what a ripoff.
And it's just like so interesting because like, it doesn't feel like they ripped him off. It just feels like these are all ideas that work together so well for some reason.
Yeah.
And like watching that first original one, I was like, this is a lot of fun. Like I understand like why this became so popular. You know?
I tried to convince Sarah to watch it with me because like,
it's
we're
hard.
Like, we're like, let's watch a movie. And then I turn on Netflix. I'm like, oh my God.
It's like not a good movie, right? If you were to watch it now, but it's a lot of fun to watch if you have like,
that's what I'm saying. Like I'll find joy from it.
Yeah. I had a lot of fun watching it for sure.
Nice.
So yeah, pretty fun. And so I think we're gonna watch like the rest of them. Like I haven't seen the Michael Bay ones at all, even though they're probably not good. I like want to watch them. And then there's that TMNT animated movie that's really good.
That yeah, one's you
on
remember
Netflix
that
too? Yeah,
Yeah, I remember going to see that in the Dollar Theater.
The Dollar Theater, with
Grammy.
Yeah, and I was like, it blew with my fucking mind.
Shitty ass popcorn. And like, for some reason, that theater was like broken or something because it was super fuzzy.
Yeah.
And like, it was like staticky, and we just watched it, you know?
So I watched that. That was kind of fun to do.
Nice. The Michael Bay ones are good. I've only seen the first one, but it's I think you'll enjoy it.
Cool. But yeah, other than that, I just watched the normal things.
Okay. This weekend I watched Nobody.
Oh, great movie.
Oh, that movie was so good.
Isn't it so good?
It made me so fucking happy.
Yeah. I left the movie and I was like, that was a great fucking time.
Like, Sarah's like, this is kind of cheesy. I'm like, yeah, I know. But like, yeah, I get like the secret badass isn't like a super original idea, but like the action was so sick.
You felt every punch.
Every punch.
You know every punch he's throwing hurts him.
He got stabbed and shit. It was just like...
And he's like, I want these people to attack me.
And he just kept getting more and more badass.
Yeah, he did.
I like how at like the end of the movie, he like home alone the bad guys.
Yeah, just with Christopher Lloyd yeah. like as his dad.
Dude,
yeah.
Christopher Lloyd just blasting people.
With the shotguns.
Bro. One of the best things I've seen this year.
Like he turns around with like the fucking, with his chair. And yeah. he like shoots guys. Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
I liked it a lot. I was so happy with it.
And like Bob Odenkirk is like one of my favorite actors now just because of that. And,
oh,
like,
yeah.
Saul and everything. So... Yeah, I was excited that like he got this, you know, this win or whatever.
Yeah, it seemed weird that that was like one of the first movies that came out in 2020. Because I'm like, this is good. You should have held on to this. Like, yeah, I figured it'd make more money.
It's great. So, but yeah, I like how he's just running around. He's doing pull ups in the morning. You know.
Yeah,
this is a lot of fun. But yeah, that bus scene was really cool.
Yeah, there's a lot of good stuff in there.
So that's cool. Glad you watched that.
Also watched. So I convinced Sarah to like give Ted Lasso a try, and we watched the first season in one day.
I heard it's really good. Yeah,
it's like very good. It's like a chaser show. Nathan,
how are you watching it?
Apple Plus or whatever, Apple TV.
Do we have a login for that?
Mom does.
Okay,
I'll text it to you.
How are you watching it though?
Smart TV.
Okay,
it's just like an app.
Gotcha. All right.
Yeah. So it's like a chaser show. Like it just makes you feel like so happy. It's like so wholesome.
Yeah.
I think it's fucking hilarious, but like Sarah's only laughed like three times at it. I like fucking die at
it. That's awesome.
He's got this coach that he works with, like an assistant coach. His name's Coach Beard. And dude, like just like he kind of reminds me of Chip Zdarsky for some reason.
Okay.
But like, he's like the funniest character. It's so you should definitely give it a shot. It's only like 30-minute episodes, so you really blow through it.
Nice. Yeah, give me the login because I think I'm going to watch Midsummer with Sophia soon. I have to have like a plan, you know? So
that's such a great combination. Midsummer and then into Ted Lasso.
Yeah, the ultimate chaser, bro.
What a cocktail. Oh, and I also I also built the...
Oh, nice. Damn, that's really cool. Wow, that's it. That's the one. Turn it on?
No, you don't turn it on.
I was about to say, that's really... The thing slides forward.
Yeah, the thing forward.
That's sick.
Look at this. His lightsaber.
He's got a little compartment.
Yeah, he's got a little lightsaber holding thing.
That's so funny. Was that a blast to make?
It was okay. It was a short one. Only like maybe 2 or 3 hours.
Okay, not bad.
But what's funny is like this General Grievous figure is awesome.
Dude, he's got a neck on him.
But what's really funny is that they give you extra arms just in case.
In case you like lose one?
Yeah, in case you lose one. But
did
I just
put them on?
I just clipped him on. He's got 6 arms now. Look at him. I just gotta get him 2 more lightsabers and he's a fucking monster.
Bro, he's Arachnid Grievous. Yeah. That's awesome.
I know, isn't that so funny?
Wow. I like that a lot.
Yeah, because it just like the arms just clip on to like his like triceps, basically.
Yeah.
And then you can just add, if I got like 2 of these things, you could have like 8 arms if I wanted.
How do you make General Grievous cooler? More arms.
More arms. Have you seen those fucking...
The memes where he's like spinning the lightsabers and he cuts himself up?
No. Where it's like... Where Obi-Wan's like, hello there. And it's like, General Kenobi. And then just fucking like 60 arms pop up.
Yeah.
It's like, choo, 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 choo.
Make a Lego version of it.
That'd make me so happy.
That's awesome.
Anyway, so I did that and I wanted to show you.
That's awesome. But yeah, rest... is just Peacemaker and Boba Fett for me.
All right, Nathan, let's talk about Boba Fett, shall we?
Yes, let's. So
let's talk about the heartbreaking bantha skeleton that was in it.
Oh, I know.
Oh my god, it was terrible.
Oh my, how many banthas have died? I'm going to rewatch the
that
whole thing.
That counts as a death.
It does. That's a bantha that lived a life and died.
Showing his carcass. What are you trying to do here?
So I'm going to rewatch Boba Fett just to count banthas that died, and if it goes over 10, I'm ruling it a bad show. Okay.
Yeah, you need to tag Jon Favreau.
I'm going to tag Jon Favreau and be like, you killed 10 banthas and that's too much. Too many banthas dead.
It's 10 too many.
Exactly. But yeah, this episode was weird because...
What? I thought it was awesome. What do you mean?
It's a great episode, but there's a part where he goes back to the Sarlacc and he's like, it's still in there, right? But he gets out himself.
Uh-huh.
He
gets out of what?
The first scene of the damn show, he's like, oh, I'm in the Sarlacc. I should get out of here. And then he gets out and then he passes out and then he wakes up with no armor. So, like, why does he think that the armor's still in the Sarlacc, you know?
That's a good point. I forgot about that.
Yeah. So, that's the only thing that I thought was weird, because it just seems like it seems like he wanted to just, like, rip open a Sarlacc for eating him, you know?
Maybe. Probably not. But, like, maybe some of it was left in it, but...
Yeah.
But it was kind of exciting that, like, it was still, like, alive. Because it looked shriveled up or whatever.
Yeah, it did. Yeah. When it was, like, grabbing whatever the ship is called now.
Fire spray.
Yeah, great name.
Yeah, I was gonna bring that up, just the fact that they, like, you know, put it in continuity now.
Yeah, it's a thing in Star Wars. Feel how you will about it, but that's what it is now.
Yep. Could have come up with something better, sure. Slave One a great name? Not really.
No,
I think I only liked it because I remembered what it was. You know what I mean?
I only like it because that's just what it was, right?
Yeah,
and I'm like,
yeah.
I like that ship.
Like, the ship is cool, the name doesn't really matter.
Yeah, exactly. So but yeah, that was cool. We saw, like, the scene in The Mandalorian where Fennec Shand was, like, left on the sand or whatever, or in Tatooine.
Yeah, it was cool how it, like, kind of lines up.
Yeah, it did.
With that.
And I was like, I recognize that formation of rocks in that dead body. That's from The Mandalorian.
Yeah. And then he, like, takes her to, like, this modification doctor or something who does all these mods.
She got...
Do you know who that doctor is? Who the actor is?
Isn't it, like, Kid Cudi?
No, it's Thundercat, who is, like, this bass player who makes, like, a lot of, like, really good music. A lot of his songs have been on, like, TikTok.
Oh, cool.
I can, like, play one if you don't recognize it, but he's a bassist.
That's cool. Yeah, I like that whole idea. That
he has an episode of Hot Ones, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's, like, that kind of level bassist.
Wow. I never would have thought a bassist would be on Hot Ones.
Or in Star Wars.
Yeah, or in Star Wars.
He's paved the way for other bassists.
Exactly. But yeah, that aspect of it is cool. I didn't know that she had, like, these modifications. But...
Yeah, because I don't think they really show it or anything. That's, mm-hmm. like, new to everybody.
Yep.
I thought it was odd that they go into, like, Jabba's castle or whatever, and he just, like, announces himself to this, like, rat catcher droid. He's like, I am Boba Fett.
Yeah, I thought that was
strange.
What
are you doing?
Yeah.
What are you trying to prove here?
It seems like... Yeah, I was like, that's a joke that didn't land for me, for sure. He's like, what are you doing? I am Boba Fett.
Maybe he's just remembering who he is or something.
I don't know.
And then that droid committed circuit side, Nathan.
He just turned himself off.
Circuit side?
He's alive later.
Suicide. Circuit side. I was very proud of
the joke, and I'm just not laughing on purpose.
Circuit side.
I like the knife droid, though. He's just there, he's cutting, and then he's like, oh, there's some bitches in here. And
yeah, dude,
like,
it was just a sushi droid or whatever.
Yeah.
That shit was scary.
I liked that. And yeah, they get the ship out, and that was pretty cool. I liked it.
There's this scene where he, like, goes to kill, like, the bikers or the speeders or whatever.
Oh, super cool.
But, like, why wouldn't they, like, fucking scatter? You know?
I don't know. They didn't realize what was happening.
They just stayed there. There's explosions. You fucking move.
I don't think they plan for something like that to happen, you know?
But I don't think you stay on course if that shit's happening.
It happened really fast.
I guess so.
But that was a really cool, like, the way that they framed, like, that shot and everything, just seeing fire spray come from, like, super far in the distance.
Yeah, like a little, and
it just
little
swoops
piece.
In. Yeah, it was really cool.
I thought it was cool that they actually killed the Sarlacc.
Yeah.
With, like, one of those, like, sonic bombs. Because those things are so fucking cool.
Yeah. I thought it was, when you see it get released and you're like, oh no, it's on top of the ship.
It's like, move.
Yeah. And he shifts the thing over so it slides off.
Yeah.
I thought that was really cool. Yeah, good episode.
And then it shows Boba killing Bib Fortuna, who's, like, the person who took over after Jabba.
Yeah.
So that seemed important. Yeah, but you remember that, like, that gambling scene that had Chrysantin in it?
Yes. Yeah.
Dude, they legit, like, just had poker chips, like, on that table. Like, I looked at them really closely. They're just some poker chips.
poker chips aren't the most original design. They're just circles that are colored.
I know, got some stripes. But they, like, think of a poker chip. That's what was on that table. And it just bugged me for some reason.
They were playing poker, Daniel.
You couldn't have any kind of like coins or something?
I don't know.
Like, I don't know. It was just something I thought of.
I love the arc of Black Chrysanthemum so far.
Yeah.
I think he's great.
So Chrysanthemum hires him, and then Boba like kind of makes this like alliance with like the other families of the planet.
Yeah. He's getting some power, you know? He's on the way up.
Yeah, so... yeah, it's really like coming together and just kind of like what he's trying to do here. Mm-hmm. And I like that it's like moving forward from what we've seen in like the Mando, because we really don't know where like his like arc is going, basically.
Boba?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so we kind of get to see that and see just what they do with it. Mm-hmm. And we don't have like any expectations really.
Did you catch the hint at the last like scene of the episode?
What hint?
It played the Mandalorian music.
Oh, they did?
Mm-hmm. There's like that little whistle thing. So I watched this episode.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Is Mando in it?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
And the only reason I did is because I was on Twitter this morning and everybody's freaking out about Book of Boba Fett. I saw like 6 tweets in like the span of like 20 minutes. And I'm like, God damn it. If it's something good, I don't want it spoiled for me. So I watched it on my lunch. I don't understand why people are like, oh my God, thank you.
People fucking freaked out.
They're like, thank you, Bryce Dallas Howard, because she like directed this episode, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I wonder what she did. And I watched it and I was like, it was pretty cool. It was different.
It seems like people either like fucking love this show or like hate it. You know what I mean?
But I saw like a big like, oh my God, it's this is the best episode, you know?
And people were saying that about the Black Chrysanthemum first appearance.
I think that's great.
Yeah, yeah, it was cool, but he's just like walking back and forward. And
that's still my favorite part of the series is Black Chrysanthemum. Nothing in like this newest episode. It is cool, and I liked it, but it's like it's different than what you think it'll be, mm-hmm. I guess. So, but yeah, still pretty cool.
Yeah, good stuff.
And I enjoyed it. So, what is it going for? 8 episodes,
I think.
Okay,
so I think that should line up with Peacemaker, actually, which is interesting.
Very interesting. Let's talk about Peacemaker.
Let's talk about it. This is actually kind of a big, pretty important episode, I thought.
What happened?
I
watched it like on Friday. So.
I watched it, and I don't think I ever knew how to spell Chode until this episode, because of like subtitles and stuff.
Oh, is it C? No, it's... Did they spell it C-H-A-U-D-E?
No, C-H-O-A-D.
Oh.
I thought it was C-H-O-D-E.
Yeah, I thought I'm an O-D-E kind of guy.
Yeah, me too. I mean... who thinks about how it's actually spelled, you know?
I don't know.
But anyway, so Peacemaker like goes to like his dad's house and like takes like all of his helmets.
Oh yeah, I like that.
It's called a quantum unfolding storage area, which I just wrote that down because I thought it was interesting.
Yeah.
So his dad was like a supervillain, and he was the White Dragon, which was like a white supremacist supervillain.
Pretty racist, yeah.
Pretty racist. It was like a cool looking costume, but not for the reason that he was fighting for, you know, that was, that's not
you
cool.
You think he's cool, Daniel?
No, it's just like, it's like a cool looking design, but I don't like him now.
You know what,
because
Daniel?
I know what he's like. What?
I agree with you. I think it was a pretty cool costume.
Thank you so much. I like how Peacemaker says like, Batman's a pussy.
Oh yeah.
And a jackass. So he finds out like his dad's in prison.
And he's like, what the hell?
Yeah.
And he goes to try and go see him.
Dude, Judah Master like sees that he's like tied up, right? And he like tries to get out, and he's like kind of flexing his arms a little bit, mm-hmm. and it just makes me think of like Krillin from Dragon Balls, because his arms are so short.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
Because he's super shredded, actually.
He is.
Judah Master.
Yeah,
he's not just in an outfit, you know. But Vigilante gets himself arrested to try and like
take out
Peacemaker's dad. And he ends up, like, beating the shit out of, like, the Aryan dudes that he hangs out with.
Mm-hmm.
And that was so satisfying.
That was like, really cool.
Just seeing him be, like, badass is awesome.
Yeah, I like just his whole character, because he's, like, a goof, but when he can be, like, pretty cool.
Yeah, when he was, like, smart. He was sniping the butterflies and shit.
He's good at what he does, and he's kind of a goof, but, like, when he's trying to be good at what he does, I, like, believe him, you know? Yeah. And, like, he was, like, insulting them, like, the Aryan guys to, like, get them to punch first.
Yeah, no, he's doing good.
Which is cool, yeah.
Good insults. I
thought that part was great. Yeah, good insults.
Yeah.
They were smart insults, too, for some of them. And I'm like, I don't even understand what's going on. But but I could tell it's not nice.
Yeah.
I like Vigilante a lot so far.
Definitely. He would be a fucking great action figure to have.
Yeah.
Because he'd look so sick. Cool so, costume. Judo Master escapes and like fights like Peacemaker for a bit. And then says like, butterflies aren't what we think.
Yeah.
So, I like that. Because like, I thought he was just kind of a gun for hire kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But he like...
He knows.
He empathizes with them and...
Yeah.
And
then at the very end... With the dude that's leading this team.
The boss is a butterfly.
The boss is a butterfly.
Do you think he's always been a butterfly or do you think just became one?
I think he's always been one.
Damn.
And then, so Peacemaker has a butterfly.
Yeah, in like a jar.
And he gets high with it.
He gets it high.
Yeah. He gets it high, yeah.
Kind of like how you'd get like your dog high. Just kind of blowing it in his face.
I don't do that, Daniel.
I don't do that either.
That's animal cruelty.
But some people do it.
That's not good.
No, it's not.
I don't condone that.
Neither do I.
But yeah, he does get the butterfly high. I thought the whole scene was very sad, actually. He's like dancing. He's like punch dancing and he's smoking and getting drunk. He's like crossfading.
Yeah, this show has the most interesting soundtrack because like they're good songs, but I've never heard any of them.
Yeah, you know and some I mean? Of them are like rock covers of like Pumped Up Kicks or whatever, you know?
Oh yeah, that one wasn't bad.
Yeah, but yeah, it's a good soundtrack. So I like the show. I like the twists. I'm excited to see where it goes.
I guess he had like a brother that we didn't know about. And I kind of alludes that he killed him.
He had a hand in killing him, yeah.
So it seemed like they got in a fight and he just like punched him and he ended up having like a seizure for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll probably allude to that more. But
and the most important part is we have mention of Matter Eater Lad.
Yeah,
my favorite DC superhero.
He
ate a whole Wendy's.
I tried to like pick up on what they were saying, but I just like didn't feel like recording or reminding it. But just the fact that they bring it up is very funny to me. I wonder who else they're just gonna throw in there for no reason. Know.
Like Mr. Mix's Piddalick, maybe. That's a weird one.
The first thing I would think of is Arm Fall Off Boy. But James Gunn's already added that to the DC universe.
He might come back. No, he's dead.
No, just he's kidding. Super dead.
Yeah. So, I don't know, Dog Welder.
Egg Foo,
pretty good. Six Pack and Dog Welder, I think would be good.
Oh, Dog Welder. I fuck.
Dude, when I was looking through my collection, I have like a first issue of when I they know. Rebooted Six Pack
I and Dog Welder. I remember when it came out and you bought it.
And I'm like, this is going to be the best thing.
It's going to change comics.
Yeah. Love that.
Anyway, good stuff. So,
what are we reading next week, Daniel?
What are we going to read next week? Let's take a look at the old list.
I have a suggestion.
I don't care.
I've been pretty into TMNT this week, and we still have read zero TMNT on this podcast.
You don't want to do Stray?
I don't, because I kind of want to do the first trade of TMNT, and I think that'd be kind of cool.
Okay. We should get Brian on for that.
Yeah, if he wants to.
He has a copy of it, because I gave it to him for Christmas.
Do you think he read it?
Yeah, he did. He told me.
All right, cool. Yeah, I think, you know, TMNT is a linchpin of comics in some ways, you know?
It's
like definitely one of the most popular comic book properties. You know, people may not know that it originated as a comic book, but it's definitely important. So I think we should read the first trade.
Yeah, definitely. Here, and that's Teenage Mutant. Let's just kind of make sure we've got the right trade here. It should just be... So Change is Constant is the name of the trade. That's like the
first one.
That's like not like the very first one, but like the first one of this most recent run.
Which one would you want to do?
This one.
Okay.
Is this the one? Because I read it and it's like, it feels like it's like a modern take on Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Like it's like kind of dark in a way.
Cool.
But it's, you know, the same spirit. And so, oh dang, it's only 100 pages. But yeah, it's pretty
Change
cool.
Change is Constant. There it is. I see it.
Yeah. So, it's on Unlimited.
Oh,
can't go wrong.
Kevin Eastman?
Yeah, Kevin
Eastman.
Looks modern,
looks good. I'm down for that.
Let's do it. Who's the other guy?
Tom Waltz.
Wait, no, who's the guy who's normally on?
Peter Laird? I think they had a falling out at this time, but now they're homies again.
Okay. But yeah, because I think this run's currently on like 130 something.
Yeah.
But this is like the first trade of that.
I'm probably going to watch more TMNT stuff this weekend. And I looked it up because I was curious. There's a TMNT documentary.
Oh, cool.
Which I think would be kind of cool. It came out in like 2014 or something. So there's like definitely more TMNT stuff that's happened.
You know, I was listening back to old episodes and remember when we were talking about that, or it was in our news, you were talking about the Todd McFarlane documentary.
Yeah.
That came out and it's on like YouTube now. You can like watch like the whole thing on YouTube.
Oh, that's cool.
So I might do that.
Yeah. I love just video essays and documentaries on like comic book stuff.
Yeah.
I watched one on YouTube that was like about Mobius. It was only like 6 minutes. That guy's fucking nuts, dude.
Really? You just sent it to me.
Yeah. I'll have to find it. But yeah, lots of cool comics history.
Oh, the Image documentary is really cool too. I can't remember why I watched that.
I imagine that would be cool. But it's like a big point in comics history.
Yeah, no, it's awesome. I really liked it. It's got like everybody in it. Nice. So it's like really cool.
Love that.
So yep.
TMNT changes constant.
Sounds good.
Next week.
Alrighty, let's do it. I'm excited.
Thank you for everybody for listening to this episode. Sorry for US Avengers.
If you learned anything from this episode, is that we, you know, don't really recommend it.
Sometimes
it's not really, you know what? It's not for us.
Sometimes you swing and sometimes you miss.
If you feel like this is for you, you go for it. If you read that second volume, you email us and tell us how it is.
I hope it's good you for your that. Sake. but you can email us at tradewaiterspod@gmail.com. You can tweet at us on Twitter at tradewaiterspod. We're on TikTok at tradewaiters. We're both individually on Twitter, so you can find us if you want. I'm at more like Nate Thick on Twitter. Daniel's at DanDanNativitat on Twitter.
Yeah, it is, huh? Yeah, so...
I'm on eBay, Nathan_has_comics. Put in a bid. You know, big stuff coming. I'm also going to be selling, like, Black Bolt.
Really?
The Christian Ward Solid and Ahmed one. I have, like, the first 12 issues of that.
You wouldn't want to keep that?
They're pretty cool, but I'll sell them, you know?
Okay.
I have cooler stuff. You know, I've discovered, and Black Bolt's cool. Like the first trade's pretty fun, but like I'll sell it, whatever.
Sure.
Scott Snyder's Justice League I'll put on there. There's some cool things.
All right.
So look out for that if you want some cool comics. Thanks everybody for listening.
All right, bye.
See you next week.